Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I spoke to a neuroscientist about the negative effects alcohol has on our brain, so I decided I'm going to take 12 months off and bring you along for the journey. Each week, I'm going to document how it's affected me physically, emotionally, socially, and also financially. Welcome to 28 and Sober.
What's going on, you good humans? Welcome to 28 and Sober. This is week number 42 of my one-year journey into stopping drinking alcohol, and far out and getting close, 10 weeks to go. This has been quite a journey. I don't feel like a drinker anymore. It's kind of been a pretty wild ride. Thanks to everyone who continues to tune into this one-year journey, I guess you'd call it. I don't know. But far out, it's been really interesting. So many things have changed in my life. I feel like I just am not looking for parties or going out at all. Like, even if I've got events that I'm invited to that are things that sound like a really fun night out, I'm like enjoying just going and being part of it, but not carrying on and going out after. I don't know, maybe once I start drinking again, it might change, but that's something I've been noticing. But also, this week's actually been pretty cool. I had to go down to Sydney for an event. I got asked to be an ambassador for the first ever World Youth Ocean Carnival, which is endorsed by the World Ocean Day, which is under the UN, and 150 countries support World Ocean Day, and now they're supporting this first ever World Youth Ocean Carnival. So I got asked to come down and speak at an event to launch that, and it was a big pleasure, a big privilege, to be honest. So to be able to be asked to be part of such a special event, the ocean's obviously so important to me with the life I've lived as a surfer, to be able to give back, and then also the Good Human Factory be a global goal partner with them, trying to achieve some exciting things when it comes to ocean conservation, and also how mental health can tie into that. So that was cool. But once again, at the event, there was all different alcohol being served as people were walking around with trays, and it was either water or different alcoholic beverages, wines, beers, which I mean, to be honest, it's fine. I'm happy just drinking water now, but it's just interesting noticing that there's never options really for the non-alc version. But yeah, so I did that. And then also what was epic, I got home from being in Sydney and I had a few cases of the Gravity non-alc seltzers rock up, which are the seltzer company that I'm a part owner in. We just dropped some non-alc flavored seltzers. So it was nice to have them for the weekend. I had a really fun time hanging out with mates for the weekend, and to a few different occasions, I took a four pack of my non-alcs and got to be a part of it. One specifically, I went down to watch the Ironman Classic down at Northcliffe Surf Club, which was bloody epic. Matt Poole, who's a friend of mine and also a part owner of Gravity, invited me down and got us a spot in a VIP box. And there we had a few different cases of non-alc, and it was really cool to see a bunch of people actually drinking the non-alc because there was the option there. So I don't know, I feel like there's something in that if there's more non-alc options, more people are going to pull back and start, taking a bit more control of their alcohol consumption. And something else I sort of thought about this week was the fact when somebody usually asks you, why aren't you drinking, you generally have to come up with a reason or an excuse why you're not drinking. But I've been starting to try and sort of say back to people, why are you drinking? And most people, are kind of like, nobody can really answer why they are drinking. Sometimes obviously there is celebrating, sometimes there is commiserating people's lives, but then I don't know, I just feel like so often we're just drinking to either cover up and avoid how we're actually feeling, or just drink because it's what everyone else is doing. So I don't know, I feel like asking people why are you drinking is a pretty good question, and asking yourself why are you drinking each time you go out and drink, and something I'm going to ask myself from now on once I do get back into drinking after May comes around. But that's kind of been my journey for this week. It's been pretty chilled once again. I feel like I'm not really going out or trying to do too much, but when I do have those opportunities, taking non-alc's been a big help. If you want to try some of those Gravities, I'll leave a little code in the show notes so you can get 15% off everything on our website. I think the code's just COOP15, COOP15. I'll leave that in the show notes. You can check that out. Also, if you do enjoy the stuff that we're doing here with the Good Human Factory, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. all you got to do is let them know that you've enjoyed an episode. If there's been a guest that you enjoyed, let them know if you're enjoying these sober ones because it's helping you on your journey. Send me a message, let me know. But also, yeah, it's all about building this community. I'm just trying to have good conversations, change things in my life and bring you along for the journey. All about education, information, and hopefully a bit of inspiration as well. So thank you for tuning in. Make sure you tell some friends. Make sure you like, subscribe, do all that good stuff. Big week ahead. I can't wait to share with you this Wednesday's 1% pod and also another epic guest this week. So keep your ears tuned. I'll see you all as the week goes on.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.